Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra meditation, relaxation, rewiring, healing practice. Today's session is designed to be used when you need that little pocket of rest, of restoration, relaxation, a little pocket of space to breathe yourself whole again, right? To press that internal reset button. Maybe today you're diving in first thing in the morning and really setting the tone, the momentum, the trajectory. I love that word for the day. Maybe it's that midday pause, siesta, or at the end of your workday, in the evening, before bed. Maybe this pocket is a friend in the middle of the night, a practice to connect you to yourself and to a feeling of ease and well-being. So, dear one, take as many moments now as you need to find your perfect pose, perfect position, to get supremely comfortable and good and settled. If you are lying down in Shavasana, corpse pose, make sure that you'll be fully supported. Something under head and knees, maybe tail, arms, hands, heels. Lay down and let the body tell you, communicate to you, for you, what it is that you'll need. Remember, your body temperature will drop between 1 and 3 degrees during this practice. So grab an extra blanket, anything you need to put over you, even your eye mask or a pillow over your torso, over the blanket. Take your time. Grab all your cozies, dim the lights, anything you need to settle down and settle in. Make sure everything feels symmetrical, balanced, just so. And shake out any fidgets or agitations. Pull your shoulders down. Tuck your chin to find that length in the back of the neck, the upper spine. A scooped pelvis to find that length in the lower spine, the low back supported. Spine along. The legs are hip-width distance apart, arms out long and wide. Feel supported, comfortable. And again, notice if the body is communicating anything to you, for you. Unhinge the jaw, defurrow the brow. Let go through your ears and your throat. Let the collarbones broaden, the heart open. Backs of the ribs heavy, just like the back of the pelvis, as the hips blossom open. There's a sweet curl in the fingers, a flop to the toes, an ease from the top of your head to the tips of those toes. Slowly, sweetly, allowing yourself to become still. Settling fully into your body and into your pose, your position. And just breathing consciously here. So focusing on creating that slow, smooth breath, rather than the focus being on a deep breath. That requires a little bit of mental energy, right? Just breathe in and out through the nose, slow and smooth, steady, easy. In and out through the nose, and just follow this natural, easy pathway, journey of the breath through the body. Let's do 7 of these. Together. Now, ground your awareness into your body. Feel your body. Inhabit your body. So feeling fully into the space that you occupy. Oh, we have a name for this one. The space that you occupy. Sensing the dimensions of your body, the width, the length, the depth, and feeling into the weight of your body resting against the surface beneath. And see if you can release the weight of your body a little bit more. Letting go of any areas where you might be resisting, holding back, or cultivating, storing tightness or tension, where you might be gripping, right? Beautiful. Now begin to consciously soften from the top of your head all the way down, you got it, to those tips of the toes, feeling as though your scalp is relaxing, melting, the fine muscles around the eyes softening, releasing. Feel your cheeks drawing down towards the earth, your tongue soft inside your mouth. Deliver ease to your jaw and keep moving your attention down through your body, letting each part soften as your conscious awareness touches it at your own pace, making your way down to tips of toes. Could you feel this sense of ease, relaxation spreading through your body? Your whole body softening, your whole body finally letting go. And shift your attention to your sense of hearing. Just open your conscious awareness to all of the sounds around you, here and now. Welcoming in, ushering in all of the sounds without strain, without concern or judgment, receiving sound just as it is. Actively listening to the sounds around you. And see if you can sense which sounds, which vibrations seem to be entering through your right ear, and which sounds seem to be received by your left. And invite your awareness to be drawn to the sound of your own breath. Just resting awareness on the breath, hearing its gentle wave-like sound. And feel that with each breath in, you're drawing in calmness, positivity, healing. Each breath out, releasing tensions, worries, any negativity. Draw in calm, positivity, healing, releasing tension, worry, negativity. Take a long, slow, smooth, you didn't think I forgot, did you? Deep belly breath in through the nose. Unhinge the jaw, make some noise, sigh it out, feel that vibration leaving you, feel the release. Through the nose, fill the pelvic floor to the low belly, navel, upper belly, flare ribs, fill lungs, through throat, face, top of head, keep going. Through the mouth, audible exhale, release, maybe stick out your tongue. Yeah, free that tension from your mouth. Last one here through the nose. We'll hold this one at the top. Notice any resistance, that's okay. Take another sip or sniff in and up. Last hold for three. You can do anything for 2 more seconds. One audible exhale, really fire it out, let it go, release. Empty out. And let's prepare to move awareness throughout the space that you occupy. Tracing awareness throughout the body with a body scan. We will begin on the right hand side. As per usual, someday we'll start on the left. Beginning with the right hand thumb. Like it's the first time you've ever done this. Land your awareness, explore and get curious. No autopilot body scans here. Feel, really sense into the right hand thumb. And for today, if you feel called, if this practice drifts away, that's fine. Or if it doesn't serve you, park it, leave it. As you feel into the right hand thumb, repeat mentally, right hand thumb. Shifting attention to the right index finger. Maybe repeating mentally after me, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger, palm of right hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of chest, right waist, right hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right baby toe, the whole right side of the body. The whole right side. Directing attention to the space that you occupy to the left. Letting that conscious awareness land and touch down on and in. You got it, the left hand thumb. Shifting to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, palm of hand, back of hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, left shin, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left baby toe, the whole left side of the body, the whole left side. And moving attention up the back body, just sensing each area as it is named. Feeling, sensing into the heels, calf muscles, the backs of the knees, backs of the thighs, sensing the buttocks, tailbone, lower back, middle back, upper back, the shoulder blade, back of the arms and hands, back of the shoulders, the curve at the back of the neck, the back of the head, the skull. Now drawing attention to the top of the head, the space that the crown of the head occupies, and flowing down the front body, feeling the face. Feel your face, the throat and neck, the fronts of shoulders, arms, and hands, sensing the chest, the abdomen, tops of hip, pelvis, tops of the legs, thighs, knees, shins, feet, and toes. The whole body now, the right and left, back and front, the whole body, the whole body. Feeling now into the space that your whole body occupies. Inhabit it. Be here, breathe here fully. Whole body. And within the stillness of the body, begin again to notice the natural movement of breath. Becoming sensitive to, attuned to the feeling of the breath down in the abdomen. Sensing the rise and fall here. The navel rises up on the in-breath. The navel falls down on the out-breath. And there's no need to create this movement or try to accentuate it. It might be quite subtle, this rise and fall, and that's fine. Continue to follow the rise and fall of the navel with each breath in and out. continuing to follow this rise and fall of the navel with each breath in and out, begin to count each breath as it passes, letting the count follow the breath, counting backwards from the number 7, like so. Navel rises, 7. Navel falls, 7. And simply begin again if the count is lost or if 0 is reached. Going at your own pace, a gentle awareness of the count and the movement of the body, being, breathe. Counting down the effortless breath. Let go of the count like you would a kite in the sky. Release it. And just rest in whatever experience is present in this moment. Noticing how you feel after creating this time, this space in your day, to meditate, to breathe, and practice prioritizing yourself, prioritizing the space that you occupy. If you'd like, if you have the time, you might like to rest here a little longer. But if you need to return to your day, you can begin to breathe a little more deeply, deepening the inhalation, expanding the exhalation, grounding yourself in your body through your breath. Open your awareness back to the sounds around you and feel back into your body and the sensation of resting on the earth. In your own time, you could start to introduce movement, slowly wiggling your toes, gliding your fingers, maybe stretching your arms overhead or squeezing the knees into your chest. Doing whatever feels right for your body in this moment in time, before moving back into your day. May you carry with you this feeling of ease, presence, and peacefulness. Take your time. Honor the space that you occupy. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.